This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome back, y'all. Doug at Disney.
Yo.
Can you hear that in your headphones? You need more snare in your headphones? Are you down with that?
Yo. It's good. It works for me.
Producer Al John here hanging out with you. It's another edition of Dining at Disney podcast with Kristen and Al John. And Kristen, we're going to get things started this holiday season with some awesome Disney travel deal. What you got?
All right, now you can save up to $400 on a four-night, four-day room and ticket package at select Disney Resort hotels. This deal is good now through December 25th. And then in next year, most Sunday through Thursday nights, January 2nd through February 28th. And most nights, March 1st through March 30th.
I love it. And how can people take advantage of this awesome travel deal?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Well, that is wonderful. Hey, Yang. Don't forget, today's show is brought to you by our good friends at Shure Microphones. We are using the MV7 podcast microphone. It's awesome. It's inspired by some of the same microphones that we use in radio because I used to be a radio guy. So back in FM rock alternative days, I used to be bringing you all of this great information about the next Pearl Jam and Smashing Pumpkins concert using the SM7B. And this microphone is basically a very simplified version of that mic. It still sounds amazing. You can use it with both USB outputs or XLR. So you can go ahead and hook it up direct to your computer or smartphone or tablet or direct with a interface. You'll sound amazing using this brand new Shure USB. It's a USB microphone, but also the Shure Plus Motive app. Yes. Let the microphone do the work for you and make that video conference or that creation that you're making, whether it's a podcast, webcast, or anything cool, sound amazing with the Shure MV7 podcast microphone. Get more information on our show notes or at Shure.com. Also, Gator Framework Studio provides us awesome stands for microphones, as well as creator content desks, music, lighting rigs, all kinds of stuff, AV equipment for you creators out there, or your home office, or your music studio. Make sure you check them out in our link, GatorFrameworks.com, and let them know that the Dining at Disney podcast sent you.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast with your hosts, Kristen Hetzel, Bubba Alvarez, and Kat Arcori.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I'm Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, and travel expert.
Recorded in front of a not-so-live studio audience. I'm producer Al John, lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars fan here at the controls. And I love talking about Disney food with the team here. And we have an awesome show lined up for you.
We do. If you haven't already, please make sure you like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. Today, we are talking about Festival of the Arts, as well as there's some new eats over at, I believe it's Boardwalk.
Yes, Disney's Boardwalk.
And we are talking about the new Toy Story Land restaurant.
Wow. Can't wait. Okay. What do you want to knock out first?
Let's start with, as some people call it, farts.
The farts.
Festival of the Arts.
It's the actual title is the Epcot International Festival of the Arts, yes. Presented by AT&T. And it takes place January 13th through February 20th. We've often have attended this event. And we love it because we love art and we love the food, but we don't like the farts so much.
Maybe you should just avoid some beans. What do you think?
Oh, man, perhaps, you know, lactose intolerant, maybe. I don't know. But there's an awful lot of great artists that are going to be there. So do you want to talk about them?
Yeah, there's a few new ones this year. Larissa Marantz, who's an illustrator, cartoonist, and educator. She's going to have alluring images. She enjoys teaching students how to do the same. So she's going to be there. And then Yesenia Moise is an Afro-Latina children's book illustrator and toy designer.
Ooh, yeah, that's great. Got a couple new fresh faces in there.
Yes.
As well. And then you've got Ryan Riller, an animator illustrator that's featured on Disney Junior's Whisker Haven Tales.
I haven't seen that.
That looks interesting. And Joe Ledbetter, known for his distinctive style in painting and vinyl toy design, he's created a spectacular cast of creatures to anthropomorphize in the human condition. So I guess he's like Rocket, right? Rocket Raccoon. So it's animals that are acting like humans. Interesting. And visual art will come to life by prints and canvases and books by Karan and Regis Benicourt and the faces of Creative Soul Photography.
Very nice.
And then, of course, you also have a bunch of the 100th anniversary of Disney. We'll have a bunch of artists from the Disney fold coming in to showcase all their great art. Dylan Bonner, Fenway Jan, our friend Fenway fan, Gerard Mariuma, which we love his art, and Ashley Taylor. And then we'll also have the return of the House of Blues Promenade for Fine Arts, previously called Whalen Galleries.
Very nice. Well, one thing I am always looking forward to is the merchandise. And of course, it features Figment. One of the things they have is a spirit jersey that's super cool. On the back, it says create your own magic, and it has Figment, and he's got a can of paint and a brush, and it's like, you know, rainbow colors coming out of the can. Very cool.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm trying to look at the stuff.
Oh, sorry. I was going to try to share a screen now that, hey, we're doing like this video podcast too. I mean, we usually put it on Facebook and YouTube, but we are doing it now for Spotify. So happen to subscribe to our show on Spotify. You will get the video podcast exclusively the day it comes out, which is pretty awesome.
The Epcot International Festival of the Arts mug on the front, it has Figment with some butterflies. And then on the back, it has a little chalkboard where you can put your own art.
That is very interesting.
I do like that.
I wonder how long that lasts. Pretty cool.
Then there is a Disney Munchlings. It's a little new one, and it's Figment, and I want it. It's very cute.
What is that supposed to be? A little Pop-Tart?
Either that or a pastry is what it looks like.
Oh, it's a fig bar, Figment.
Oh.
It says fluffy fig bar Figment. Hey, that's cool. I'm down with that.
I do like those. I think they're so cute.
The Munchlings, of course they are.
But I'll tell you, this tumbler that they've come out with that has Figment all over it, I love. It's got just various designs of Figment on it.
Very nice. So that's by Corksicle too, huh? Nice. I like that a lot.
Oh, yes.
It's awesome.
It doesn't hurt that Figment's purple, and that's one of my favorite colors.
For sure.
You know, maybe a little bit why I like Figment. There's also going to be the Disney on Broadway concert series that's going to be returning with three shows each evening that's going to be headlined by Broadway stars. So there's going to be more than 25 years of award-winning stage productions taking place. And you can do the dining packages to pair with those too.
I like that.
You'll visit artfulepcot.com to do those.
Nice.
I wish I was going to that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that. That's a lot of fun. And just in case you didn't know who was performing, because I don't know if we touched on this or not, but shall we go ahead and talk a little bit about
this?
Yeah,
let's mention who the people are that they can see.
So you have Kara Lindsay from Newsies and Kevin Massey from Tarzan is paired up one night. Ariel Jacobs from Aladdin and Adam Jacobs also from Aladdin. Patty Murin from Frozen and Robert Creighton from Frozen. You've got Mandy Gonzalez from Aida and L. Stephen Taylor from The Lion King. The next pairing is Kissy Simmons from Lion King and Josh Strickland from Tarzan. Ashley Brown from Mary Poppins is going to be there with Michael James Scott, Aladdin. I think everybody will love that. And then extended finale performances featuring Brown, Scott, and Simmons and Strickland is going to be happening on the very last week.
Brown, so. Scott, Simmons, and Strickland sounds like a attorney.
A law firm.
Yeah, it sounds like a law firm.
Yes, yes. Have you been hurt in an accident? Don't forget, we have a winning, award-winning team of Brown, Scott, Simmons, and Strickland.
And the dining packages for that are available now. So go to artfulepcot.com to book those.
Awesome.
That way you have your seats already set.
I like it.
Okay, this one I'm very excited about.
Mm-hmm.
We have the new restaurant.
Oh, do tell.
Coming to Toy Story Land in spring 2023.
I can't believe it's almost here.
It's going to be called Roundup Rodeo Barbecue.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I like barbecue for one. It better be slamming, Disney. It better be slamming because we live in Nashville. We've got slamming barbecue here. So it better be slamming. But of course, this is the first Toy Story table service restaurant coming to Toy Story Land at Disney's Hollywood Studios there.
Finally.
At the Walt Disney World Resort. So here is what Imagineers collaborated with Pixar to have this, as they say always, this one-of-a-kind dining experience. So I can see here we have a lot there. Using his imagination, Woody's Roundup toys, and other playthings, Andy has built a rodeo restaurant for all his pals. We're excited for guests to enter the dining room and discover just how much fun Andy has creating a rollicking place for honorary toys like us to enjoy barbecue-inspired comfort foods served family style with platters of house-smoked meats, a roundup of sides, and some miniature sweet surprises along the way.
Hmm.
Looks good.
Let's see. To fill the stands of his rodeo, Andy has decorated with a cardboard box, has hand-drawn audience members. The dining room is also going to feature the rodeo stars performers, which includes Jessie, Trixie, Bo Peep, and her leaping sheep, Billy, Goat, and Gruff.
So is this supposed to be like the Diamond Horseshoe? The Golden Horseshoe?
I don't know.
It seems like the if family style food.
Mm-hmm.
You've got characters. I mean, maybe it's more like Tusker House because of the interaction with characters, maybe. But it almost seems like they might be doing a show or some little show.
I don't know.
Or maybe it's just a character kind of, you know, how they do the characters interact with people for a character meet and greet, which would be great. And then they come around and they do like this little group song that they all dance to, because they always do that at the Crystal Palace or at Tusker House or Chef Mickey's, where they get everybody involved and they do stuff.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, it looks cool. So there you go. Imagineers work closely with animators and designers for the experience, bringing this stuff to life, which is great. And
it says that they even designed full comic strips about Woody's adventure, and it says Andy uses part of them for the dining room ceiling.
That's wonderful.
So that'll be cool.
I think it looks great, and I'm looking forward to it this spring.
Well, I cannot wait until they release the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk about all that delicious food.
There you go. I like it. It needed a restaurant, and I feel that over several years, they teased it and we never got it because of cutbacks. And now they're kind of slowly eking it out in phases. So
they need to just do it all at once and do a big, like, boom, here's everything.
Well, I wish they would do that too. And I understand budgetary constraints and things of that nature, but here's the thing. We as Disney fans will look at the land as it opens and we'll judge it summarily based on the experiences we have at the moment. You can tell us that another phase is coming, but at the end of the day, it doesn't help us because people automatically judged Galaxy's Edge when it opened, and it opened up with one attraction and no restaurant that they promised and this, that, and the other. When you say that all this is coming, it better all come at the same time because you set expectation levels to a point where fans, if you don't have it, you disappoint a big amount of fans.
Yeah, so, and you can't ever get that excitement back that you that those guests lost.
Yeah,
you can't. Like, they're not going to walk in this time and go, "Wow, this is so awesome," because they've already been there. They already experienced that it was somewhat of a disappointment, you know. So
that's why I work for a company and we don't leak things that we're getting ready to release into the public. And when it drops, it drops in big form, and there's a lot of press and a lot of, you know, pomp and circumstance when it comes to these releases. When our company releases it now, I mean, things get leaked, but at the end of the day, it wasn't official. Now, when you do a D23 convention or you do things where you make these announcements or Destination D and you talk about these certain things, you know, you might want to say, well, this is going to come in phase one, this is coming phase two. And then everybody's, you know, delightfully surprised that it all comes out at the same time. Now, that might be an interesting concept for them. But
They could take a page from Universal on how they have done Harry Potter. And it's not like, here, let's bring it to you in sections. It's, here you go, here's Harry Potter, boom, everything. Yeah, and then you're everything. Like, you're amazed.
Yeah, it's
you've got the wow factor, and Disney's missing that boat right there.
I think it's a lot of it has to do with the fact that maybe there's budgetary considerations, and I think the board wants results immediately. So it's like the moment something's finished, just go ahead and open it.
Yeah, no, that's a bad idea.
It just doesn't, I don't know. Anyway, hey, want to talk about this next one?
I kind of feel like it's if you did part of your fireworks, then you stopped, you know, and then an hour later you did the rest of the fireworks, you'd be like, oh, that was okay.
Yeah,
that's how I feel what they do. Okay, on to Boardwalk.
Let's do it.
Okay, so there's a new coffee shop that's coming soon called Carousel Coffee. It's going to be a new go-to spot for favorite coffee beverages, tea options, and mouth-watering pastries. It will feature artisan roasted Joffrey's coffee, which we love here, especially. Some of the beverages that you are going to be able to enjoy include a dark cherry mocha frozen blended coffee in whipped cream.
It sounds like a winner to me.
It has cherry flavor in a seaside getaway. Staple coffee shops, family-owned delis, and ice cream parlors along the shore. So, interesting. what?
Cinnamon? No, it's like, it's reminiscent of that.
Yes.
But it sounded like you said it tastes like that. I'm like, it tastes like a family-owned deli? Or ice cream parlor along the shores? Okay.
Also, there's going to be a cinnamon frozen blended coffee with whipped cream.
Cinnamon bun. It's not cinnamon. That's trademark.
Cinnamon bun. Sorry. Maybe I just need to stop talking. But this is dusted with cinnamon spice.
And everything nice.
I love cinnamon spice, so I know that's going to be one that I will enjoy.
Hey, by the way, since I'm on the Spice Girl kick now, kind of reliving my 90s life, they were doing this react to the Spice Girls thing on YouTube, and this guy goes, asks a question. So, can you name the Spice Girls? And he goes, I know they're Scary Spice. Is there a Pumpkin Spice and Cinnamon Spice and Cardamom Spice? Is there like different, are those the Spice Girl names? I just laughed. I figure Cinnamon Spice or, you know, Pumpkin Spice would be one. Anyway.
Okay. Next coffee. You got it?
Yeah, sure. So they have Nitro Cold Brew Coffee. It's freshly batched and extra smooth, dark roasted cold brew coffee infused with nitro. Ooh, that makes my taste buds perk up. And it takes the rich history of coffee and combines it with the ever popular Nitro Cold Brews of today. Hey, look, it's a cold brew nitro, and that's not a bad thing. For the tea leaf, the tea lovers out there. Now I can't talk. Carousel Coffee has some options for you too. So Kristen, listen up. It says pomegranate green tea lemonade, which features freshly squeezed lemon juice through blended pomegranate green tea and a touch of agave. Served over ice, it's cool and refreshing. I love that. And if you want me to take this, I think might be one second to last, but they have a crunchy raspberry Danish that looks delish. It's a must try. It's got crispy sugar dough layers with hibiscus fondant and raspberry. Think of a croissant muffin. That's what you got right there with raspberry. And you love raspberry. So I think this is great.
It's
like a crunchy raspberry Danish. It looks like it's kind of like cronut-ish, is it not?
Yeah.
It's like a cronut. Anyway. There's also
Boo and Jack would like that too, because both of them like raspberries.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And then they also have classic treats like vintage Mickey and mini sugar cookies, banana bread, croissant, blueberry muffin, chocolate muffins, New Jersey crumb cake, and bagels. And what location would not be complete without a Mickey brownie? So there you go. All kinds of great stuff for you. And there's nothing like having coffee and some tasty treats, like breakfast treats and stuff like that, for you as you get ready for your day. So
also, another new addition coming is the Cake Bake Shop. This is going to be taking the spot of where ESPN was.
Ah.
And it looks beautiful from the drawings. It looks very like old style boardwalk. Kind of makes me think of
they're in the boardwalk, so it would make sense.
Kind of makes me think a little bit of like Plaza Inn, that kind of that kind of stuff.
Yep. There you go.
Let's see. They're gonna have both savory and sweet items on the menu. Gwendolyn and her team are the ones that are going to be creating these. It's a Gwendolyn Rogers. She's a self-taught baker who loves Disney and cakes.
I love it.
So that's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to cakes, they're also going to have, it's a restaurant and a bakery. So it's going to have cookies, French macaroons, brownies, dessert bars, pies, and cheesecake in addition to homemade cakes. It is going to be both a table service restaurant as well as the quick service bakery. So you're going to have both things there, which is going to be really cool.
Nice. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And I guess
it looks very charming.
Yes. Well, it's going to be open next year sometime. And since they're teasing it now, I can only imagine it's going to be opening up around springtime or before spring.
Summer, maybe.
Maybe. It's, you know, putting out a release like this leads me to think that it's going to come out in the first quarter of next year, because that's a long time to 6 months is a long time to be making an announcement like this, you know, for anybody. So I don't know.
It is Disney.
No, it is Disney.
Well, they do announce things way in advance, so.
Yeah. Well, they've been teasing us about new stuff at Disney's Boardwalk for a while. They've kind of revamped that area slowly. And the fact that this new bake shop is taking over the ESPN zone, that we talked about here many weeks ago. It's kind of cool that we finally know what's going to be there. And I like it. I am thrilled.
I do want to make a sad mention.
Oh, okay. Sad mention?
Yes, a sad mention.
Oh, okay. I don't have a sound effect for it, but go for it.
Yeah, I don't know what sound effect you'd use for a sad one. Okay. And I mentioned this because he did the Disney Weddings, Disney Plus series. He was on that.
Oh.
As one of the hosts.
Oh.
And this actually was announced earlier today, which it is, what, Wednesday the 14th. And it is, you may know him as Twitch, Stephen Boss, who is a dancer and a choreographer, absolutely amazingly talented person. He has passed away as of today at age 40.
Oh, tragic.
Very sad, and under sad circumstances too. So, to me, it brings it. It unfortunately has to bring light to the fact that we need to do more for mental health. So, you know, if you know people and they seem okay, they may not be. Just always reach out to people and be like, "Hey, how you doing?" You know.
Yep. Be there for each other. And having said that, thank you for joining us on our show.
Yes. Right?
Can we say that?
Yes, we can say thank you.
I love that. Let's do it. I keep on with like, this is like the worst sound effect bed ever. Let's just play this one instead. Should we play that? No, maybe not. Let's do one. Listen to that. Let's do that.
Okay, that's fine. Thanks for listening. We do hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
If you enjoy what we do, please support the show. You can do so by becoming a sponsor on Anchor, or you can go and shop our links. We've got Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Store, and a Garden Grocer for you. Al John, do you want to tell everybody where they can find us?
Sure. You can find us there on all the social media platforms. Check them out. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can also check out our podcast wherever you find podcasts. Thanks for stumbling upon us. We're definitely doing awesome thanks to you and your support. All right. So be sure to leave us those 5-star reviews wherever you find podcasts. Video podcast is there on Spotify. We're also on Anchor. So there you have it. We're everywhere you can find podcasts. Of course, Apple Podcasts. All right. And you can also check out our friend's podcast as well. Kat's podcast, who's normally a host here on the show, called Eat the Pictures. Her podcast is bite-sized little morsels of food and film. You're going to love it. She just got done talking a lot about the Spider-Man film series and franchise and the food that's involved in it, and it's wonderful. You can also check out our sister shows, The Disney List, that happens every single week. Kristen and I bringing you all kinds of fun lists, our top tens and recommendations, and some fun discussion. And we also have the Skull Rock podcast hosted by myself and Disney veteran Dave Bossert, award-winning author as well. And we're talking about all kinds of films, like animated films and what we're watching. Of course, we always have his Disney friends that come on board. Disney legends like Andreas Deja comes and talks about films and how they animate them, the behind the scenes of your favorite Disney films on Skull Rock Podcast.
Don't forget to check out our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, as well as our friends, the Disney Dorks and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. And if you are looking to go to a Disney destination in the U.S., Universal, Orlando, or travel on any cruise line, you can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. My services are free to you.
Awesome. Hey, by the way, you can also follow me, Al John Go, on Instagram.
And you can follow Kat at CAT_ASTROPHE.
You just wanted to say that.
I should know it because she spells it every week.
This is true.
Until next time, take care of each other. Thanks for listening and bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.